All right, let's move on to item eight, miscellaneous. We'll start with A, staff report. No staff reports. Wow, okay. All right, B, any outside professionals who would like to report? Any more words from Chiron or Siegel? No. Okay, item C, trustee comments.
I have some notes.
Yes.
From our public forum meeting. Scott, David, Donnie, Christina, Karen, and I all attended the 2024 Public Funds Forum. Had some fascinating speakers. Some degree taking notes out of this was like taking a sip out of a fire hose. Let me run down briefly the observations, input that I got that I thought might be of value to all of us. First, our keynote speaker was Nikki Haley. That was her first speech after withdrawing from the nomination process. Give you a series of quotes. Her lesson from growing up in a poor Indian family, how hard it was to make a dollar, how easy the government took it from you. Biggest issues that Nikki sees, debt. No one is concerned in Washington with our $35 trillion and growing. Education, our average student is 30% below grade level. Healthcare, a need to bring transparency into the current system. Supreme Court, she would like to see either term limits or an age maximum. Most serious international threat, China, military growth and influence over smaller countries. No foreign enemy is afraid of Camellia, and the country does not know the real Camellia. Those are Nikki's comments. Mega trends in the upcoming election. These were two strategists to the Democratic Party. Most important state, Michigan. Possible surprise states, Georgia and Arizona. People are moving to places where others think like them. As you know, lots of people are leaving California. If Kamala wins, will an outsider be more compassionate about impact of policy, will be more enforcement on price spiking and prices, and believes that companies are making too much profit. Our next election 24 speaker was Karl Rove. He is a Republican strategist, for those who don't recognize him. Tonight's debate, this is obviously before last night's debate, will have a huge impact on the election. Voters want to know what Kamala will do about key financial issues, inflation, jobs, etc. There is a long history of the most important elections. You always, or you say always, but you hear frequently, this is the most important election. Karl Rove says there have been lots of the most important elections. The death of passive management. The UK is now, these are moving on to segments. The UK is now putting most employees in target date funds to get the economy going, and many employees do not know that they are saving for retirement. Risk is that the government is picking the winners, and many of the investments are now in renewable energy. In general, the government does not like one person being both chairman and CEO. These were in UK. Shareholder litigation. This concept deals with litigation by shareholders against companies they own stock in by claiming damages or loss for fraud or failure to meet fiduciary duties. And we are part of a consortium that does that. We're advised. Our role is to decide whether we wish to join a litigation group, and if so, serve as a primary member. Karen, of course, is in the middle of that. There is no guarantee as to what settlement a suing group might win or realize. Generally, we join such a group. The best approach is to be ready to go to trial so as to force a settlement before trial. We then saw Oz Perlman. He is a mentalist. Mentalist. An incredibly fascinating hour. I had no ability to come up with notes on quite what he did, but David was part of his presentation. And five was the mystery number.
He guessed my number, yeah.
Well, he guessed every mind reading right. It was impressive. Artificial intelligence discussion can produce either a simple or full explanation to questions asked. This is AI can do this. Can now analyze both pictures and video. A variety of risk issues like, will I lose my job? What will happen to my children's education, etc., are all dramatically impacted by, or will be, by AI. There is a new AI system that duplicates voice tones and could take over companies' internal decision chain in a effort of fraud to fraudulently cause company employees to send monies to the wrong places, etc. Could be very helpful in informing members about retirement benefits and will reduce employments in some occupations, but will provide enhanced capability for advanced service jobs like law, radiology, etc., and will start reading minds for things like spinal breaks. There was a treasurer's panel. ESG is a behavior code. That's environmental services governance. In the last 10 years, the rich got richer and the poor got poorer. The federal government is a money addict. It is unable to live within its means. The North Carolina treasurer pointed out that starting out with state government and staying for a career will cause an individual to receive more from the state in retirement benefits than they will earn as employees. The North Dakota treasurer is now going to, North Dakota is now going to DC plans to reduce spiking. And COLAs for the panel states, for the most part, are unusual because they must be voted for by the state legislature, presumably when they have surpluses to be able to pay them. Security fraud taste under the Under Armour is a company that makes and sells athletic apparel, had been growing very fast. Then sales began to slow. Company moved sales from future years to current year and lied to the public. There was no effective role played by the board. The law firm won $343 million for its clients for discovering and forcing the fraud to court. Trustee panel, trends to watch. The panel thinks that ESG is gaining in significance. Fossil fuels are finite, and it will take a long time for them to run out. Lacera uses a service model for members to let management know whether they would hire them if they had a choice. That is, the members of the plan can let the operator and the management of the plan know whether they would hire them as opposed to somebody else to service their retirement benefits. Mega trends we should be considering: decline in shareholder rights, lack of succession planning, recognition that M&A is frequently negative to shareholder value, not enough focus on crypto and blockchain assets and issues, and how to deal with under and over payments. Mistakes will continue to happen. It was a good panel, a good discussion, and a good presentation, I thought. Say David was there as well.
Yeah, thank you. there was some fair balance with respect to political points of view. I mean, the state treasurers were all kind of hardcore on the on the right side, But Nikki Haley's discussion was interesting, but she started with that comment, like, you know, what's the government trying to take out of my paycheck kind of thing, and then went into a discussion about how critical education was and how we have to hire more teachers and all of that stuff. And, you know, that comes from tax dollars. So there has to be some reconciliation there. Anyway, but it was a very intriguing conference. I'm glad I went. I had a nice surprise with hearing what Karl Rove had to say. So not only is he a strategist, but quite the historian. And he's, well, so what he said was everyone's having a tough time with how divided we are now and so forth currently, but this ain't nothing compared to what we've been through in the past. Yeah. And it isn't, I mean, it's still an issue, and I wish we weren't so polarized. So we need to work towards bringing us back together. But he did bring a historical perspective where, you know, members of Congress were killing each other over, you know, ridiculous legislation. So luckily that's not happening now. Okay. Did you have anything to say about the conference, or Karen?
I thought it was very, very informative on the securities litigation updates. There was a very good breakdown of a case that one of the firms had a positive resolution to. Took some good notes to talk to our other law firms about some techniques that were mentioned that I think might benefit Cicera.
And I will also say the Under Armour case was very interesting. They kind of showed you what they had to do in the back room to prepare for the lawsuit. So I thought that was really interesting to see the behind the scenes. And I went to the AI breakout because we had a couple different breakouts we could choose from. And the AI breakout was very interesting for the pension systems in the room. It definitely appears that on the pension side, there's a hesitation to move quickly into AI, and all of the systems in the room had not started moving in that direction, but we're remaining quite cautious.
Okay, great. Any other trustee comments? If not...
May I make a brief
comment
just to clarify the record for the record today regarding agenda item 7? In the way the motion was stated, I just wanted to make sure that to clarify that there were two items that the board was adopting. One of them is the December 31, 2023 evaluation report, and the other item is the contribution rates. And so that board action had to do with the adoption of both. I wanted to clarify that for the record.
Thank you.
I think the motion was made by Trustee Kroll. Louis, are you okay with that clarification?
Ms. Kroll.
Oh. I am sorry.
Louis.
Can we be made?
What?
You made the resolution to adopt.
Right, the actuary.
Well, no, the actuary report, yes, and the rate. And Karen is just confirming that that's what you meant.
Yes, that's what I meant. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Louis.
And I was a seconder, so I'll confirm to you.
You're good. Okay. Thank you so much for clarifying that.
Thanks.
Okay, now, a couple things. We still have a couple items to discuss. First, we would like to recognize Paul Angelo with this certificate that I hope you hang somewhere in your house that will command a lot of attention and that you can look at it every day.
Thank you very much. This is great.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Paul, it wasn't written by AI like lasers.
Yeah, it took real intelligence to come up with that one. Not artificial stuff. Organic intelligence, actually. Yeah. Okay. And it is September the 11th, tragic day in our history, and I remember that day well, and how I was just kind of in shock when I heard the news of what happened, and then, God, turning on the TV was a mistake, seeing those towers come down. And just a terrible day in our history. And so I would like to recognize Samson Wong and Donnie Finley, who unfortunately had to leave, but as first responders. So thank you for serving in your role. And we would like to adjourn this meeting in the memory of all the lives lost on that day, and also all the lives impacted by those who survived but continue to live on with the trauma from that event and however it affected them. Samson, any words to say?
A lot, and people are still dying every day from complications. So just a number to keep in mind.
Okay, so in memory of those lives lost and impacted, we hold them in our hearts, and we adjourn the meeting today in memory of them. Thank you for being here.